Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours, but it's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm thrilled to be here with you. I can tell you what I'm not thrilled about. The football game that we just got for Thursday night. The Indianapolis Colts, good for them. They beat the Denver Broncos, the final score, 12-9. Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson. Oh, sexy games. Sarcasm. They both throw two INTs. This game, I don't know how else to describe it. It was an absolute crap fest. We didn't see a touchdown tonight. And when we could have seen the touchdown, Russell Wilson decided to throw the football to the defender. It basically allowed the Colts to go out there and you know, move into overtime, maintain the score, kick a field goal in overtime that will allow the score to stay where it is, 12-9, nothing. And when I say nothing, I'm referring to the Broncos, the team that was supposed to have Russell Wilson out there, the team that was supposed to, quote-unquote, cook. Terrible game. If you want to talk to me about it, the number is as follows, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, we know Thursday Night Football is now broadcast on Amazon Prime. I have no idea what they will discuss. I have an idea. I don't know why it's worthy. Matt Ryan is on his way to the Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football desk. No one accomplished or did anything tonight. This game was absolutely pitiful. We played four quarters of football in the year 2022. We couldn't get a touchdown. We couldn't get a TD in the air. We couldn't get a TD on the ground. Pathetic. This game put me to sleep. And what's the point of bringing in Russell Wilson for the Denver Broncos? What's the point of paying Russell Wilson $245 million and the team can't even score a touchdown? The Denver Broncos have now fallen to 2-3. The Indianapolis Colts, they join the rest of the world. They have two wins, two losses, and one draw. What the hell are we waiting for? I watched this game tonight, Thursday Night Football, with the full intent just to see what takes place with Russell Wilson. Denver Broncos, they aren't exciting me all over the place. They're not getting me hyped. This game tonight was worse than what I thought it would be. It was crap. Can we send Russell Wilson back to Seattle? I mean, this is terrible.
Let's ride.
Oh, no. He's a Denver Bronco. There's no more riding. When he was in Seattle, it was all about, hey, Shep, what did he say in Seattle? Not let's ride. What did he say?
What he should have said was, I blew a franchise another opportunity for a Super Bowl. That's what he should have been saying in 2015.
Uh-oh.
Don't say it. I won't. And don't play it either, right? No.
Well, no, let's play. What did he say? Mr. What?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear. What did he say? Spectacular, incredible. What did he say?
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be. And I think I have
what
an alter
is
ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Okay, don't do it again. Thank you. Because I feel like he said it another 4 or 5 times, and I would lose my mind if I had to hear it.
More than four or five,
okay. He's an interesting fellow. He's a great quarterback. Well, I don't even know if he's a great quarterback. He had a chance to win the game tonight, and he threw the ball to the other team.
Can I ask you a very quick big picture question for a second?
Go ahead, yes.
If Russell Wilson hung it up last year, let's say, you know what? I was in Seattle for a decade. I did everything I could. I'm the greatest winner that team has ever seen. I'm the greatest quarterback, apologies, Warren Moon, that team has ever seen. He's a Hall of Famer. Can you now make a case he is hurting his chances right now of getting into the Hall of Fame?
I'm not prepared to say that because it's a small sample size.
Very bad one, too.
It is. No, it's absolutely terrible. And we get it. New team, new head coach in Nathaniel Hackett, new wide receivers, the running game pretty anemic. The Williams is done. He's cooked. He's out. Melvin Gordon had to take up the majority of the snaps. It's just, it's pathetic right now for Russell Wilson. You know, what does he look like in a few weeks from now? I don't know, but I will assume he'll get better, right? I don't know because I can't tell. Because when Russell Wilson will talk to the media, he's going to sit in front of everybody and he's going to turn on the spin button. The spin machine. Yeah, we lost. It sucked. I threw interceptions and I cost the team and I can't do that and I need to do better and my guy's prepared and I've screwed it up. And that's what he's going to say. He's not going to throw the coach under the bus. I can do that. He's not going to throw his receivers under the bus. I can do that. But the fact is, this is a lost year for the Denver Broncos. It is a lost year for Russell Wilson. Pathetic. Terrible. Awful. This is worse than what I thought it would be. I expected them to be average. And they still very might well be average. Right now they have a record of 2-3. That's as average can be. We don't have 500 anymore because we have 17 games. But they will be right in the middle. It was so bad at home for the Denver Broncos tonight that in the third quarter, the Broncos fans, they heard their own team booing them. This is courtesy of the Broncos radio network.
Shotgun snap to Russell. Protection pretty good. Russell now pinballs, throws a ball at the feet of Boone, who makes the catch. Leans out of the 35 to the 36, but that's only a gain of 10 on 3rd and 17. Bobby Okereke with the tackle. And again, smattering of boos as this Bronco offense trots off the field.
We might as well have played the boo track all night long. Just boo them all the way. Boo them from the third quarter to the fourth. Boo them to the parking lot. Russell Wilson is getting paid a fully guaranteed deal. $296 over 70 years. $165 guaranteed, excuse me. Is this what you pay for? It's a small sample size, but is this what you paid for? Or are we just going to blame the head coach, Nathaniel Hackett? It don't matter. They suck. Even heading into tonight's game, I have to be honest with you. I looked at who is going to be available or not available, Jonathan Taylor. I looked at Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was just telling everybody about how much his shoulder hurts. And they laid an egg. What else are we supposed to expect? Russell Wilson will get abused in the court of public opinion. People will talk about his wife, Sierra. People will say that he stinks. And then other people will laud him for being a good guy. Well, being a good guy doesn't help Russell Wilson win football games now, does it, damn it? It's not the only time that Russell Wilson was booed. When he had an opportunity, the end of the game, to put his team up in front, he threw his second interception of the night. I want you to listen to this, courtesy of Westwood One.
Third and four. Wilson will work from the gun, motion to the near side. Wilson takes the snap, bobbles it, retrieves it. He's going to fire to the end zone, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Stephon Gilmore. Unbelievable. Gilmore, the former defensive player of the year, with a massive play to get it back to Matt Ryan and the Colts.
That was all that she wrote. Even the Broncos fans, they know it. They said, I'm not sticking around here to see Russell Wilson throw an interception. I'm not sticking around here to see my team lose. I thought we got Russell Wilson. We're supposed to be good this year. They ain't giving that. I mean, when the score was tied 9-9, by the way, Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime has all the rights. At 9-9, the fans said, damn it, I ain't sitting in traffic. I'm leaving here. Listen to this.
They're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Damn. Damn, 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 damn. At the end of the game, Al Michaels, even he himself, the legend, Al Michaels, now with Amazon Prime, he had something very interesting to say at the end of the broadcast. Listen.
But sometimes a game can be, at least at this point, so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't either. Shep, do you have any idea what Al Michaels said?
I think that's Al Michaels saying, you know what, I'm lucky I can still broadcast being almost 80 years old and I got shoved out the door at NBC. Let me really talk up this network because I gotta find some silver lining because no one else will.
Help me out here. Al Michaels just said tonight's game between the Colts and the Broncos was so bad that it was good? Is that what he said?
But sometimes a game can be, at least at this point, so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No.
No, I don't either. I don't think anybody knows. If the game sucks, it sucks. Al Michaels, why don't you go play if the game is so great? Go down there on the field and catch the pass from Russell Wilson. He needed the help. Or at least he needed the help in deciphering the defense. He stunk. They're not paying this man for this. And as I watch here in the studio, Matt Ryan in the middle of the locker room, leading the Indianapolis Colts, trying to hype them up to where? I have no idea. They suck too. 855-212-4CBS. Someone who knows the Colts suck. Damn it, his own team representing Tennessee, they suck too. Hey, Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, my man, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to reach out and just say, you know, first of all, man, you know, these two teams are not one of the teams that I'm going to follow, but I love football, so I'm going to watch it. And I watched every snap of this game, and one thing I noticed, you know, Russell Wilson – every player on defense, no matter what happened tonight, I never saw any passion. That's the one thing I think is lacking of NFL football, is the passion of the players, man. you know, back in the day, you make a bad mistake or you miss a read or you miss a tackle, you got somebody, your own teammate in your face, you know, saying, hey, we can't have that. You know, where's the passion at? And second of all, man, I feel sorry just for the fans because they're paying great money to come out and watch their team, and it's just a lackluster effort, man. And so, brother, I respect your opinion, so I want to listen to your opinion on what I just said. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve, for calling from Tennessee. Now, we know sports is different. This is a completely different sport. You want to talk about respect between teammates and guys in the same locker room. Draymond Green just punched his own teammate. Now, what are we doing here? Draymond Green and fights and altercations happen all the time. This is what it boils down to. Talent. The talent on the field, that's it. Can you do it or can you not do it? Russell Wilson just left the situation in Seattle where Russell Wilson didn't feel that they gave him the football, that Russell Wilson didn't feel that he could go out there and max out his potential because Pete Carroll wanted to run the ball. Russell Wilson wanted to cook. Russell Wilson wanted a chance and an opportunity to have a team where he could lead, where he could throw the ball to the wide receivers and that they would do something oh so simple like catch a touchdown. No. It's first year. First chance. I'm not burying Russell Wilson. I'm not taking a look at this season. I'm not looking at the start. Nathaniel Hackett is in his first year as a head coach. I'm not prepared to bury him. But they suck right now. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no way around it. And I know fans of the Seattle Seahawks, they are absolutely thrilled watching Russell Wilson squirm, watching him fail, watching him throw interceptions in his first go-round here with the Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson went from, oh yeah, it's all about the 12s, the 12th man with the Seattle Seahawks, and now he's all about let's ride. Well, early on here with the Broncos aren't riding anywhere but into the toilet. The Denver Broncos aren't running anywhere into just a trash bin. Obscurity. Purgatory. They're average. They are going nowhere. And tonight, the Indianapolis Colts beat them 12-9. The Colts, they improved their record to 2 wins, 2 victories, and a tie. And meanwhile, the Denver Broncos, they fall to 2-2. The Broncos, where are they riding? Nowhere. I got to be clear. In tonight's game, it sucked terribly. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side, we are going to hear from the head coach of the Denver Broncos. What does Nathaniel Hackett, first-year head coach, have to say about his own offense? You'll hear it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
But sometimes a game can be, at least at this point, so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this is great. I've never been on a national sports talk show, JR, so I really appreciate the call.
Hey, JR, first time caller into the show, man. I've always enjoyed your stuff. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
JR, love the show. You get me through almost every night of the week.
appreciate it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And tonight, Thursday Night Football, we got a crap fest. Congratulations to the Indianapolis Colts. They came out on top of a crap fest. The final score, listen to this, real exciting. 12-9. We went into overtime with this scored 9 overall. And then with an opportunity to win the game, an opportunity to take it all the damn way, Russell Wilson threw an interception, an INT, his second of the game, to someone who is a former defensive player of the year in Stephon Gilmore. Boring. Is this what you're paying Russell Wilson for? I get it. It's early. Is this what you're giving him $245 million for? Is this what you are paying him $165 million guaranteed for? Are you paying Russell Wilson for what he did with the Seattle Seahawks as opposed to what he will do for you? And I guess you got no choice, right? You got to pay a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a damn thing. And I get it. It's still early for the Denver Broncos. I still believe, all things considered, for the course of the season, that they will be average. They're not competing for a championship. The Denver Broncos are not competing in the AFC West, and congratulations to them. It's good for them. The Raiders are pretty much, they're in an awful position as well. And the Raiders just beat them to pick up their first victory of the season. In that game, the Denver Broncos only scored 23 points. Tonight, they didn't muster a touchdown, only 9 points. They took on San Francisco. Do you remember this game? The Denver Broncos won by scoring 11. They beat the Texans by only scoring 16. They lost to the Seahawks to open up the season against Geno Smith on Monday Night Football. They only scored 16 points. Where is Russell Wilson cooking? And by the way, yes, we know this. Nathaniel Hackett, he's not ready for prime time. By the way, Nathaniel Hackett, he talked after the game. He answered a question. He gave his thoughts. Hey, Nathaniel, why the hell is the offense absolute, complete trash? Listen.
I think we had a lot of opportunities. Again, those things continually show up, and we're not capitalizing on them, whether it's a drop, a missed throw, just too many things that, you know, aren't coming together. And I think that, you know, for us, the offense is going through some adversity, and I believe that they're going to get through this, and they're going to learn from it, and we're going to grow from it, that we have to.
Well, y'all have no choice. I don't know if you're going to be along for the growth process. I don't know. They keep them around for this year. They keep them around for next year. Later on this year, do they actually have a little bit more success in finishing up football games? The fans hated the game tonight. My friends in Denver, they're some of the most polite people in North America. I was just in Denver. I hear people in Denver booing, and I'm just like, whoa. Oh, it's serious. New Yorkers will boo because they're mean. People in Denver booing? Terrible. I mean, damn it, even when the score was tied at 9-all before the Colts kicked that field goal to give them the lead, the Broncos fans, they were leaving. Listen to this. It's courtesy of Amazon Prime.
They're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, you got to beat traffic, right? Isn't that how it works? Ain't got no time to stick around. I need to beat traffic. Same idea. And when you got a bunch of teams kicking field goals, if I want to see people kicking a ball, I watch soccer. Not watching the NFL. 3 points here, 3 points here, 3 points here. Punt, interception, 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 interception. Punt, field goal, field goal, field goal. Boring. Give me Messi and Ronaldo. Even though, yeah, Messi, he hurt everybody's feelings. He's like, listen, I'm not competing in any more international play. Enjoy it while it's here and let's move. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A craptastic, a craptacular, a garbage Thursday night football game. The Denver Broncos, they lose to the Colts. The final score. Oh, I had to wake up for a second.
I was about to say, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
No, not this time. The final score, 12-9. Eric is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I got a hold of my laughs because, I mean, you use every adjective or synonym for crap that you can use, and it's great. But Broncos Nation, how about it? Let's ride, huh? Steve earlier was talking about, you know, no emotion on the sideline and, you know, players not getting in players' faces. But a couple weeks ago they showed, you know, Russ cooking on the sideline, mic'd up, talking to the defense like, hey, defense, tell him, pass, tell him, run. How annoying. Can you imagine if one of these linemen, linebackers or something on the sideline getting in Russ's ear like, Russ, let him know, you know, prevent, hey, zone blitz. I mean, you can see in the sideline, there's no respect for Russell Wilson, not in Denver. He's a new kid in the new school, coming in eighth grade. Oh. You know, he's about, you know, one step out the door, and whatever he had in Seattle was Seattle. But the grass and that respect ain't there, and you can see it in Hamler's face at the end of the game. That wasn't the frustration of we lost. That was the frustration of I was wide open and you missed it. That's all I
got to
say.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric, for calling from Chicago. We certainly saw that play. The final play of the game, just trying to get the ball into the end zone, trying to walk away with the score, trying to walk away with the victory. It's easy to say after the fact because Russell Wilson is the only dude out there playing quarterback, but KJ Hamler was open. And not a damn thing happened. The game ended. It concluded. It closed up. Nathaniel Hackett, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, someone who has been under tremendous scrutiny, more so, I'd say, than a lot of quarterbacks, or excuse me, coaches in their first year. He talked about going for it on fourth down. This is what he had to say.
We wanted to win the game. We hadn't moved the ball very well the whole night, and I thought we had a spectacular drive to get all the way down there. It ended up being fourth and one, and got the go to go for it, and thought that was a good decision. Wanted to put the ball in Russell's hands and called a play that we know that he really likes, and it didn't work out. It was one of those things. The timeout before it was to kind of get a feel for what they were doing, and so the run didn't look as good as we had hoped it would have, and gave us a chance with Russell, and that's all you can ask for in that situation to win the game.
Lipstick on a pig. That pig's still ugly. I don't care how much lipstick. Put some eyeliner on that pig. It's still ugly. You could roll up to somebody's house and give the best sales job in the world. That pig is still ugly. I'm not going to tell you that the Denver Broncos are going to be complete trash through the tenure of Russell Wilson. I can tell you this much for this year. And I thought this prior to the season, and I still think they could, quote unquote, be an average team. They will be ugly. Is it coming in spurts? Possibly. They will be ugly. Is it coming in games? We've seen it. Yes. They will be ugly. Sorry, Russell Wilson. You're no longer in Seattle. You wanted to cook out there? Well, damn it. This entire season, things might just quote unquote be getting warm. Ain't nothing getting hot in Denver. Not a damn thing. This game sucked. And I know the Colts walked away with a victory. We know they ain't doing nothing this season. They suck too. Sorry for being so blunt. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to talk to you more about this game, this disaster, this slop fest on Thursday Night Football. We will talk about Russell Wilson. We'll talk about the Broncos and their chances. We'll talk about the Colts. They have a chance? Matt Ryan's their quarterback. Hey, Shep, Matt Ryan is their quarterback, right? I just saw him.
He is a quarterback for the time being. You were not big on him in this game, in all fairness. Nor do I blame you for that.
Yeah. He's old, too.
He is.
And a damn thing happening with the Colts. And a damn thing happening with the Broncos this season. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. Ain't no snoring right now, though.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. You give me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, it sounds like I'm bringing joy. It sounds like I'm bringing positivity. It doesn't sound like I'm bringing nonsense and drama and crap. And tonight, crap is what we got. Thursday Night Football, the Indianapolis Colts going over those Denver Broncos at home in Denver. The final score, 12-9. If you can do math, we ain't seen no damn touchdowns. We saw kick after kick after kick. We saw interception. We saw quarterbacks being driven into the ground. Matt Ryan tonight sacked 6 times. Russell Wilson sacked 4 times. Russell Wilson, a member of the Denver Broncos, he's not cooking anything. What's he cooking, a bologna sandwich? And what the hell do you do with that? Hey, Shep, you ever had a bologna sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Do you put anything on it?
No.
It's nothing.
I know something that's baloney tonight.
What's baloney?
Mr. Unlimited, whatever he wants to call himself these days. It's horrible.
He's horrible. The team is horrible. The head coach is horrible. The situation, for right now, early on, it's still early on, okay? The Denver Broncos, after this loss to the Colts, they fall to 2-3. The Denver Broncos are bad. Not winning anything. They're not winning the AFC West. They'd be lucky just to, quote-unquote, hang around. They got to figure things out. KJ Hamler, we just talked about him a few minutes ago. Open in the end zone. Open to close the game. Russell Wilson, he ain't even see him. KJ, he says, listen, man, it's not just me or Russell. Everybody is ticked off.
I'm frustrated. You know, I think everybody's frustrated. You know, we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, self-inflicted wounds. And, you know, you see what we can do. You know, we drove down there fast. You know, we can do that every time. We got to finish. We got to execute. We got to finish.
Got to execute. Got to finish. Not tonight, bruh. Where was the execution? Where was the finishing? It didn't exist. It's pitiful. The Denver Broncos had 11 passing first downs tonight. Terrible. The Colts took their lunch money, and then they spent it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Can you hear me pretty good right now?
I hear you perfect. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was a crappy game. And in the beginning of the season, like, you know, we were seeing a lot of bad football, and I was kind of liking the drama in the beginning because I was like, you know, I watch anyway, but it makes me watch more because you don't know who's going to do what. The same Colts team beat the Chiefs, but the Colts are bad. But now it's getting to the point where I'm just like, I want to see some better games. I want to see some good football. This is getting ridiculous. And Tom Brady himself, you know, he even made the comment about how, you know, there's bad football being played with his own team. And if anybody's qualified, you know, if any current player is qualified to say anything about bad football, I think Tom Brady, you know, is the one who's qualified. So I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, games like this, you know, don't even need to be on prime time. I know when they make the schedule, they don't think about that. But there's some, you know, there's just some very bad football going on. And then the Denver fans leaving, like, Denver wasn't, like you said, they weren't even about to lose. The game was tied. And them not even wanting to sit through overtime, that's going to be a story, I'm sure, all day today. You know, it's going to be talked about how the Bronco fans didn't even want to stay. So that's going to be a story in itself right there, along with Nathaniel Hackett's, you know, decision-making. And it's just wasn't a good look tonight. It was just bad.
Well, I'll tell you this, and thank you, Ryan, for calling from Charlotte. You are 100% correct. Tom Brady did speak to the media recently, and he talked about how the quality of football so far this season has been difficult to tune in. It's been difficult to watch. This is what Tom Brady had to say about just the status of the game. I want you to listen. Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of bad football from what I watch. You know, I watch a lot of bad football, a lot of, poor quality of football. That's what I see.
Oh, well, damn. You a part of it, right? I guess not. He's Tom Brady. It doesn't apply to him, but he's 100% correct. The football that we had to watch tonight was disastrous, ugly, disappointing. Mark is calling from Colorado. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark? I know you're really feeling this.
Oh, thanks, JR, for taking my call. And just, you know, I'm listening to your discussion about the junk football game that we watched. And, you know, I agree it was junk football. But at the same time, I kind of enjoyed it because it makes me laugh about the one time that I was in a fantasy football league. It must have been around 91 or so. And I had the kicker for the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
And they could not win a game. They could not – well, they won some games, but they couldn't score a touchdown. But this kicker was like money in the bank. And, you know, my memory's probably faulty in this regard, but I wouldn't have doubted that they kicked a field goal on a third down one time.
Wow.
I had this guy, and I had Jim Kelly as a quarterback, and I really liked Kelly. And I don't remember the kicker for the Redskins, but this guy was like money in my account in this fantasy football league. And I,
oh my goodness,
it was a junk football game tonight, but I kind of enjoyed the field goals. And I never discount the value of that 3-point play.
Yeah, but you kick a field goal because the offense stalled, because it sucked. You need to be happy that you got close enough to kick one, but you couldn't get over the hump. That's terrible. I'm not celebrating that. Is that what you're paying Russell Wilson for? I mean, earlier on this year, and I get it, after the fact, I had people arguing with me. They had a chance to put this man on the highway, and they're just like, hey, oh, well, Russell Wilson, oh, well, we're paying him a lot of money. Yeah, let's just kick a 63-yard field goal against the Seahawks. Yeah, sure. How did that work out? It did not. Gary is calling from Vancouver. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Your show is the usual fantastic show. I always would.
Uh-oh. Your phone, I want to say your phone is fantastic, but your phone sucks. Uh-oh, here
it
is.
It was so bad, I fell asleep. That's how bad it was. I woke up, looked at the score on my computer, and I thought, 12-9, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, flush it. It was, and Russell Wilson, I looked at his stats, 10 yards per throw or per pass.
Yeah.
Not good enough. No, you're paying this guy a huge amount of money to do that. Goodbye.
It's still early. Okay, thank you, Gary, for calling from Vancouver. I guess the phones in Vancouver suck. Now, a long way from here, me in Atlanta, that's on the complete opposite end, not just even of the country, of North America. I mean, damn. Hey, Shep, you've been to Vancouver before?
I've been to Montreal, not Vancouver.
Ooh. Now, that's the complete opposite side of the country. Do you want to go to Vancouver?
Yeah, I would never turn down a free trip.
Oh, it got to be free for you to go. Okay, I get it. I understand.
Now, are we talking Vancouver in the summer? Yeah, I'll say yes to that.
Well, let's ask Russell Wilson to pay for us to go. You want to do that?
I don't think Russell Wilson wants to talk to anybody tonight.
Oh, he sucked tonight. Russell Wilson went up to the podium tonight wearing his pads. I don't know what type of Russell Wilson-esque inspirational message that he decided to send to his teammates, but you know it's coming. And we'll talk about it whenever it does. This game sucked. Tonight, real simple. The Indianapolis Colts, they beat the Denver Broncos, the final score, 12-9. What year is it? Are we still in 2022? Or have we gone into an era where football players wear leather helmets? I mean, this is what it sounds like tonight. You kick the ball. No, I kick the ball. You kick the ball. No, I kick the ball. Interception. Interception, interception, interception. You kick the ball. I suck. That's what we got tonight. We can do better. Thursday night football. Absolute, complete trash. This is what Amazon is paying for? I can tell you this much. I don't care what's going on with Amazon. They better deliver me my packages on time. This game sucked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Russell Wilson, he has spoken. We'll hear from Russell Wilson on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.